This is Rising Shining. I'm Kelsey. In each episode, I share honest reflections and encouragement that I hope will be a bright spot of your day. You can always find all of my writing at risingshining.com. This is episode 108, our family trip to Joshua Tree National Park. Hello, friends! We arrived back home after a 9-day family trip that included 2 nights at Joshua Tree National Park and 6 nights in San Juan Capistrano, both in California. I'll give you a recap today of our trip to Joshua Tree National Park, and later this week on our trip to San Juan Capistrano. Remote desert beauty. To drive to Joshua Tree National Park from Arizona, you first drive through hours of open desert. There are long stretches without even a gas station in sight. At one point, we could see the road stretch out ahead of us as far as we could see into the low desert mountains. I felt a deep sense of the vast, remote land combined with the extreme environment. The desert conveys a particular kind of unique, stark beauty, and over the years, I've enjoyed finding more appreciation for it, even if it's not my favorite kind of environment. Where we stayed, what we ate. We stayed in the small city of Joshua Tree, California, population 7,700, at an Airbnb that was cute, comfortable, and well-located. The house had a hot tub and pool table, which I knew the boys would love, and they did. We ended up mostly eating at home, but we did get decent takeout pizza from Sam's Indian Food and Pizza, what a combo, in Joshua Tree. And I highly recommend the takeout. The restaurant is small and perhaps not the most desirable dining-in experience. If we'd had more time, we would have tried Crossroads Cafe and nearby Pie for the People or Sky High Pie. On our way out of town, I wanted to grab coffee at the hip Joshua Tree Coffee Company, but so did a long line of many other people. So instead, we stopped for drip coffee and delicious pastries at Luna Bakery as we headed out of town. Spectacular sights and low expectations. We had one full day to explore Joshua Tree National Park. This is our third national park to visit as a family, and my approach with young kids in tow is to consider these tasting trips. As long as we do enough to get a taste of the park, then I'm happy. To start our day, we drove east to the small nearby city of 29 Palms, where we stopped at the Joshua Tree National Park Visitor Center. I always love getting a stamp and sticker for my national park passport, and the kids helped me stamp the 3 stamps into our book. Our day's itinerary was to enter from the North Park entrance in 29 Palms, drive a loop in the park, and exit through the west entrance closer to our Airbnb in Joshua Tree. It was the perfect loop and amount of time for us. The area surrounding Joshua Tree National Park is scrub desert and, at least in my opinion, not particularly beautiful. But once in Joshua Tree, the landscape starts to change. Small mountains that appear made of piled smooth boulders rise up, and soon the twisty Joshua trees, which are actually a yucca, are abundant. The combination of huge boulders and Seuss-like Joshua trees is stunning and unlike any landscape I've ever seen. We first drove south to the Cholla Cactus Garden, where all of a sudden we were in the middle of a huge swath of spiny Cholla cacti. The sun glows through their pale yellow spines, making the cacti look almost fuzzy, but they are definitely not to be touched. At first, none of the kids even wanted to get out of the car and instead wanted to watch their iPads, which could have felt like a fail, but I went into the trip with an attitude of rolling with whatever came up. See above, low expectations. So Chris and I hopped out for a short walk. Then, by the time we headed back, the boys wanted to check out the cacti, and after a while, so did Maeve. So we ended up all getting to experience the site together and even had a great family photo taken. For the rest of our time in the park, we drove the loop and stopped occasionally to climb on huge boulders. Cedric especially loved climbing and wanted to do it all day. Kids enjoying nature, another parenting win. It was quite windy when we visited and a bit chilly, which made long bouts of climbing less enjoyable for Chris and myself, but we fit in as much as we could. We had planned to stop and walk by the iconic Skull Rock, but it's one of the most popular sites and the parking lot was packed. But I think we saw it as we drove by. We had already climbed at a few great spots, so we weren't too disappointed. I stopped at a couple more spots on our drive to take photos, and we made the kids look up from their screens to take in the scenery. But otherwise, that was our low-key, one-day trip through another of our country's magnificent national parks. quirky Joshua Tree. After leaving the park, we were back in Joshua Tree, which is a quirky little place, and we made a stop at the world-famous Crochet Museum. The museum is housed in a remodeled drive-through photo processing stand. Remember getting film developed? And is stuffed with all the crochet items you can imagine. There's an artsy, quirky yard surrounding the museum that we explored for a while as well, and then we were on our way back to the house. We drove by but did not have time to stop and see Big Josh, a giant fiberglass cowboy standing sentry outside a former gas station turned gift shop. And if you're planning a trip, try to make it to see the transmission sculpture about 20 minutes north of Joshua Tree. We didn't have time to make it there on this trip either. Okay, that was our trip. I am curious, have you been to Joshua Tree National Park? Or do you have another national park to recommend, especially in the West? Yosemite is very high on my list, and I'm hoping we can go in the next 5-ish years. But really, I want to see them all. And if you liked this episode, you might like my episode from last May, in which I give you a peek at our spring break trip last year to the Grand Canyon, Salt Lake City, and Zion National Park. I'll link to that in the post. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me. This blog post is linked in the notes of your podcast player, and the post has lots of photos and links. I love to hear from you. Connect with me by leaving a comment on this blog post at risingshining.com or find me on Instagram. I'm Kels Wharton. And if you enjoyed what you heard today and haven't left a review, would you consider taking 2 minutes to do that? Reviews really help small podcasts like mine find new listeners. Thank you. Until next time, I'm wishing you everyday joys and small wins.